Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hello, this is Sophia.
Oh, I was just getting ready to hang up.
Yeah, so who am I speaking with?
Nico, RDI.
Hi, Nico.
Hi.
Did we meet? We might have met last year at the last JCK.
Because the name, I mean, I know the name, it's like I met you in person sometime, I don't remember. It just keeps telling my brain, but I mean, I recognize the name from the emails, but I just was wondering.
Yeah, we probably met last JCK.
All right.
But
so
I did hear back from the EAC company who handles all of that.
I figured out the problem.
Okay, what's the problem?
As well as you did. Well, first of all, RDI is always the same. We didn't change anything. I don't know why that's on there. But the MDJ in the Excel booth, this is the first year where I didn't use Freeman. That's why I've never done it before. And that's
okay.
The problem, because Freeman always just did it because it's Freeman. This year,
yes.
I'm using Rich from Exhibit, which is the one that I used, you know, for my RDI booth. So we'll get it all worked out. So that's the reason why I'm like, I never did this for Excel and MDJ. I know our guy for RDI always submitted, but I never did it because I've always used Freeman.
Yeah. No problem. So if you're using the Exhibitor appointed contractor for both booths this year, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So you're going to have to submit the EAC form that I sent to you in the email two times, one for RDI and one for MJD. Or MDJ,
You mean Excel and MDJ. My RDI is Freeman never had before. That's a special custom. So I don't know why RDI is not on there for the booth, but the new booths that I have that Freeman are doing are Excel and MDJ.
Okay. So whatever Freeman isn't doing for all of the different booths and the businesses and the entities, you're going to have to complete that EAC form that I sent for as many times for as many booths that Freeman isn't handling. Does that make sense?
Just do all three because I know, Jessica, she said, I remember I sent something for Excel because I got a message to send the thing for Excel. So Excel Diamonds, you already must have because you're only sending me emails on MDJ and RDI. So you must have the floor plan for Excel because you didn't send me an email from them.
So it gets a little confusing. I don't think I am managing I'm only doing it for the two booths, not the third one. I'll reach out to Rose because I think she's managing the third account. I'll double check with her. So just as a good rule of thumb, whatever Freeman isn't touching, we're going to have to submit that. Like, so if you have three booths and Freeman is doing one of the booths, then you have to submit the form two times over for the booths that Freeman isn't touching. Does that make sense?
You just want us to fill out the EAC designation portal form for all three booths.
Yes. So if
for RDI, you've got Freeman never touched before.
Yes. So if Freeman is not doing any of the booths, then you have to submit for each separate booth EAC information.
EAC form. Okay.
Yes. Sorry, I know it's super confusing, but I think once you submit those over, everything should be good to go.
Okay. Well, just let me know, and then if you can find out from her who has the Excel one, go make sure that's all straight because I haven't gotten an email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll confirm with her. I'll confirm with Rose. But this is my direct number, so you can call or text me at any point if you need to touch base on anything else.
Okay. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Okay, Nico. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too.